Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Jesus Christ, what was
that? Did it hurt your ears?
No.
Okay.
Are
we okay?
Yeah. This is how good my new girlfriend is. I still call her my new girlfriend even though it's been a year. But like when I get home, she's going to, like, she's probably in bed since 10. I'm going to wake her up. She's going to get up to drink wine with me.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, she's so fucking cool.
Nice. Yeah. You can drink wine by yourself and just slip into bed with her then after.
Getting drunk. Too, yeah. And he's like, was there a reason why I didn't get up to drink with me?
The old stranger.
Come celebrate with the old man.
The old stranger's always nice.
How was your night? And then I talk about Wakaroo, Indiana.
Wakaroo.
She's like, what the fuck, Wakaroo? I don't understand.
Yeah, dude.
I don't understand what you're saying.
If we ever going to get the tour bus detailed, it's
go
a great
Wakaroo.
Place.
Wakaroo. We can't get the tour bus in the country. Yeah.
This is the weirdest intro we've ever done on Two Drink Minimum, I guess. But welcome, everybody, to the AA meeting that your parents warned you about. Mike Ward, Chris Ramsey, Pantelis, and that thing.
Besides, yeah, we haven't talked about how Chris Ramsey is part of the crew now.
Yeah, he's a
co-host. So people that he's only like listen off and on go like, they have him on as a guest a lot. Like, did Chris,
special guest this week?
Did Chris get kicked out of his house?
Yeah.
Why is he always at the studio?
He's in the basement. But we have, we're working on a lot. I'm working on new logos, everything. Just that it's so time consuming because I also have Pentel, all the Pentel's comedy stuff. I edit all the podcasts, I do everything. So I'm just super
consumed. You do
consumed.
A lot of shit.
You do a lot.
So I'm not getting enough sleep and I'm very
tired.
No
one really knows how much you grind. You grind a fucking lot. Like, we hear about it a lot. You grind a lot. You're all over the place.
All this to say, it's coming. Yeah. I'm working on a lot of cool stuff, different options for the logos and everything. Just that there's so much happened. That's why we haven't forgotten. Mm-hmm. And I haven't mentioned that you're...
I had to pass the test first in the first few episodes. They had to try me out. Yeah. You know, it was really...
We're like the Hells Angels. At first you were a hang around and now you're a full pet.
Now
we wanted to make sure you don't hang on with any blacks. Yeah. And they're like, you can get in this motorcycle club.
You know what's fucked up?
As a friend
today,
of mine.
You know how I always give $20 whenever I see a homeless guy? I stop at a light and this homeless guy comes towards me and I give him $20. And as I'm giving him $20, I'm like, you never see a guy with shaved head anymore. And I see it's a skinhead and he had a fucking swastika on his jacket. So I gave $20 to a fucking skinhead with a swastika.
Hey, you heard it here first. Mike Ward, pro Hamas.
Yeah. Still better than a standing ovation. Still better than a standing ovation in the parliament, though.
Yeah.
You know?
But I was like, oh, fuck. And then I was like, I can't,
you can't ask
for it back. It's going to be weird.
If a fan sees you taking money from a skinhead.
So he was like displaying it, too. It wasn't even hidden. Full on like, this is me.
He's probably like, no one fucking likes me except that Mike Ward guy.
He's like, brother, with a hard arm.
So you he's like, I thought there was a lot of Jews in showbiz.
But Mike Ward doesn't seem to mind. He's a rebel.
He likes everyone.
Even
the skinhead Nazis.
I didn't know that he would wear... Yeah, the skinhead's still around. I haven't seen the skinhead forever.
Yeah, whenever you see him, usually like online, it's always one skinhead who just gets punched in the face by a big black guy. But this guy was just hanging around.
Getting money from a famous comedian.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice.
Yeah.
We had a Comfort Zone, which is coming back next week, but we had Comfort Zone episode. I don't know if you remember this, a while back when we had
with the Nazi.
Yeah, like, do you remember how funny this was?
Because
Comfort Zone is like a show that we do at Third Floor Comedy Club. It's coming back as a monthly show. It's just great. There's roast battles, and it's called Comfort Zone because you make comedians perform their set in an uncomfortable manner. So the spiciest gummy bear ever. They'll eat it and they'll do a set. So they're sweating and crying, trying to get to their set. One of the things was, I think it was the guy that we were tasing. So he took his shirt off to get zapped, or was the wax?
No, it was the wax. It was the wax.
He was getting wax strips. But the thing is, when he took his shirt off, he had these fucking questionable Germanic tattoos.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so then we were like, wait, what's going on here?
Uncovering them?
Yeah.
So it's just like he just grew hair over them.
So then like Josh was like, well, that's a suspicious looking tattoo. And the guy's like, I forgot what it was. Like,
it was a cross. It was the Iron Cross or some shit.
And he's like, no, I'm just a fan of whatever. And it was just like, it just kept getting funnier and funnier as it went along. And then I was trying to defend. I was like, maybe he didn't know. Maybe just a fan of history. Maybe. But then he would say something like, stop talking. Stop talking. You're incriminating yourself. Yeah. Stop talking. But it was the only part I think we deleted off that episode
because
he didn't do it on purpose. He was like, it was a mistake when he was younger that he had joined, I guess, the wrong people. He made stupid tattoos.
Oh.
So I didn't want him to lose his job. Like, people see that shit on you.
Yeah.
So I clipped. Normally, I don't edit shit out, but I felt so bad. I go, because we talked to him after. He wasn't an actual Nazi, but you don't want people seeing that shit.
But he was perceived as a Nazi.
Yeah, it looks very Nazi. It was fucking hilarious. Yeah.
I think you should have leaned into it.
I was like,
more.
Maybe he's a big Triple H fan.
Yeah, just throw some German music in there, too.
So I just felt bad, but it was just, as it was happening, it was such an awkward moment.
If you have, like, if you have tattoos that are borderline Nazi memorabilia, don't take your shirt off.
He committed to the gag, though. I appreciate that.
Like, make something up. Go, look, I have a weird skin condition. Yeah. What's your skin condition? Racism?
Yeah. It's white.
Yeah. It's very white.
It's white only.
There's no moles on my skin. It's so stupid.
Yeah, that is pretty crazy. Especially because like you were uncovering it like an archaeological dig or something.
That's
like,
amazing.
You're like, oh, or like a scratching Wednesday. You're like, what else we got under here? It's just uncovering this racism underneath.
It was a scratch and zig.
I love those videos online when you see like an old skinhead who gets his tattoo removed.
Mm. Or covered up.
Yeah, or covered up or...
The best is when it's on their head.
Mm.
It's like, meh, grow your hair out. And if you're bald, you're fucked.
Yeah, that's true.
Wear a wig or a hat.
Yeah.
You look even
like
more
if you have a, like a, I yeah. You're very, very deep into the Nazi thing. If you have a like a swastika here.
I think it's sideburns? Gonna, I mean, you have lightning bolts.
If you got
it here,
you can just cover it with a yarmulke.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Undercover.
You're like an undercover.
Undercover.
Yeah. They're like, hello, Shlomo. He's like, surprise! Oh, fuck, you got me.
No.
That'd be the ultimate cover-up, dude. No one would suspect it.
Yeah. I wonder how comfortable a former Nazi is, though, with a bunch of Jewish people.
Mm.
That'd be interesting.
Depends how former.
Yeah, yeah.
Like is he 100 years old or is he like 30?
Like a 30. Like yeah.
Yeah, if he was 100, he might be a little too comfortable around him, if you know what I mean.
No, are there young Nazis still?
Oh, I met one today.
Oh, like, you're right.
But he,
they're not thriving.
In his defense, so, like he told me, I gave him the money and he was like, I'm so much better now. And I think like...
I joined his group. They cut my hair and gave me a jacket.
I think he meant like that he was better since he's not with them anymore. I think that's what he was trying to say. But he's still wearing the jacket because I guess it's cold out.
Maybe he's I'm doing so much better now. Why? I read this book. It was about this dude's struggle. I learned so much. All my problems are because of the Jews.
even if he's cold.
It's not my lack of education.
Yeah. Even if he's cold, he can like cut it out. Or flip it inside out.
Yeah,
or cut it. Just fucking cut it.
Yeah, he was just saying that to make you feel better because you probably saw a look on your face. And you're like, oh, he's like, no, it's, I'm reformed.
No, not all of them.
Yeah, don't worry. You're not racist for doing this. I am. I'm the racist. You're not racist at all.
I won't tell anybody.
I won't tell any of those dirty Jews you gave me money.
Oh, my God.
It's so funny. I was talking on Couple Vert about how parking on Outremont, bro, I've been thinking about this for a while, but it can't be a bit because people aren't aware of Outremont because Outremont is very... Hasidic,
So
remember, I was talking about how people always complain about parking on Friday nights, and I never have a problem because you just go one block away and you just park anywhere you want. You could even park in the driveway of a Jewish person, And they're like, yeah, but they're just going to call the cops. I go, the fuck they will. Yeah. They can't use any electricity from fucking Friday night. So all Friday, there's nothing they can do. You can block them in. They can't take their credit. Can't do shit. And now I'm giving away my plans. So I hope no one takes away my fucking parking idea, but it's the best parking idea. They don't do anything.
How can they
mind?
They can't even mind.
They can't do. They can mind. They could tell me from the window, but they can't do shit.
Well, they're not going to take their car anyways, too.
No, but they can't even call anyone to complain. It's amazing.
Can they talk to you if you're wearing an Oculus?
What?
Like if you're wearing like a Meta Quest 3, can they talk to you?
Oh, because you're wearing an electric. Right. They're talking to a robot?
You're looking at them through like the VR.
I don't know if in the Torah they talked about robots and cyborgs. I don't know if they're that advanced.
It might be a loophole. They're always loopholing.
But this is it's a good parking hack.
Yeah.
It is. It's a fantastic parking hack.
I've used that parking hack, but I think I was only able to use it because not everyone was as psychotic as me. Now, because I've said it publicly on a French podcast, now on an English one, I'm scared that everybody does it, and then they're going to have fucking rules about it. Because now it's the best. Just go one block parallel, and you're set.
That's amazing.
But only Friday nights.
It's a good life hack.
It's a good I have good little life hacks in the city. I know little. I'm sneaky with little stuff in the city I've learned after all these years. There's still stuff I'm learning, but there's stuff that I find little.
Parking in Montreal is pretty cutthroat, so I'm sure people appreciate it.
I find little spots.
Oh, fuck.
Even here. Mm. I find little spots here where
I
have
free parking.
The wrong sticker, but you put on a lineup with actual stickers.
Yeah, and they won't notice.
They won't notice, but don't put it where if someone else went without a sticker, because it's so flashy that there's no sticker, they look at your sticker and they realize the wrong number and they always give me a ticket. But if I go with a lineup of proper stickers, for some reason, people driving the ticket guy, he just sees stickers. Yeah. And he saw one that was correct, he assumes.
He's not going to stop just in case.
By the way, in Park X, they went off. Cops, parking meter
They're
mates.
Fighting, eh?
Dude, they were giving everyone tickets.
There's a huge thing because they took like 400 parking spots off for bike paths. Okay. And the people started protesting and rioting and shit. It was crazy.
And now I can't find parking.
I was wondering, like in the old days, you could, if you'd park somewhere you weren't allowed, you could take a ticket on someone else's car and put it on your car and you were good. Because the cop would show up or the meter maid would show up and you'd have a ticket, so they wouldn't write you up. But I don't think that works anymore now,
It doesn't, because the way they zone it out now
They drive and they can read your plate?
No, it's just the guy has his section.
Okay.
So he drives by, it's his section, no one else would give you a ticket. He looks at the car behind you, he's like, I gave that car a ticket.
I think it depends where you're parking, because I think some places that could still work.
Okay.
But I know that in New York it doesn't work, because there's like a guy who has like 9 tickets under his under
they
his
don't
wiper.
Give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, well, this guy's just collecting them.
Yeah, that's what I used to always do. Whenever I'd get a ticket, I'd just keep it for like
might as well
3 weeks.
Yeah.
Because I've tried it and they've lifted up and put a ticket.
Yeah.
Or you just steal it from the guy behind you who got a ticket and put it on yours.
That's what I've done.
They'll just give him another one.
I've done
it. Yeah, no. But he doesn't have to pay for two because he can go look.
Yeah, you can test that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he might even save both tickets.
That's right.
I get tickets all the time, by the way. Yeah. Like, I get a lot of tickets.
And you contest a lot of them.
Yeah, I contest a lot of them. I haven't contested in a while. I've just paid them because I haven't had the time. But I'm going to start contesting again because I want my undefeated record to stand.
Yeah. Oh, you're undefeated?
For these things. I've only been defeated in court in total once when I was a kid. And it was fucking, I misunderstood what was happening. And never again. Never lost again. Yeah.
Huh. They rattle me on the corner tickets because I got to park at the corner now.
Oh, yeah, because there's the limit, the yellow line.
I can't find any parking. Sometimes I'm driving around for an hour through the entire neighborhood, can't find nowhere. So I park at the corner, but they push the corner. Now it used to be just this little section you weren't allowed to park. Now you can't park like a whole car and a half.
Yeah, the Park X people are very – I haven't seen locals that angry. And it's everyone coming together. You go outside, there's a Pakistani, an Indian, a Greek, just together marching. Like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, they rattled us, man.
Palestinian and Jew, they're together. They're like, no, park.
Yeah, dude, but it is crazy because they're all multiplexes. It's not single. There's very few single-family houses in Park X. So you're talking about if there's 15 apartments or 4 apartments or 6, there's multiple cars. Where are you going to put them? If you took out the, where do you want people to park? In front of Lackady is TMR. It's fenced off. It's not like you
can. The answer is they don't want people to park. They want people to get fed up and then take the bus.
That's what they say. Bikes. And then they just announced this week. This is another thing that doesn't make sense. The city announced that they want to stop the metro at 11 p.m. and buses at 9 p.m. That you just handicapped the whole city.
Jesus.
You told them, get rid of your car. We'll take care of you. The second they got rid of their cars, you're like, psych.
Yeah, that's insane. And I've noticed another latest trend that pisses me the fuck off is people getting new cars, and then they take 2 spots. So every night there's like at least
so no one parks beside him?
Yeah, or like no, like in front of or behind him.
Yeah.
So now there's like a dozen spots every night where just some fucking piece of shit taking up two spots.
You should get someone with an old car to just push him forward.
Does that work?
Yeah,
it used to work.
Yeah. Can still do
there's,
that.
I saw this at one.
It'll fuck up his transmission, but fuck him.
So there's one guy who was like in two spots.
Nobody puts a handbrake.
That's what I'm saying. So it won't fuck up his transmission.
No, it will.
Really?
Yep. Yeah, because it's gonna because the gear is leaning on the transmission, the parking gear, because there's like a small pin.
You
gotta
throw it neutral.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, so that'll fuck him up.
Fuck up if you really want to. But it's,
that's excessive.
It is excessive, yeah.
But learn how to park.
I saw a guy deliberately parking in two spots with like a new car, like a new sports car, but in his window he had two. Like tickets that he purchased for the spots. And I'm like, I can't get mad at that.
I can respect that.
If he bought them, no, that's fine.
I had the one time I was at a restaurant with my ex-wife, and I saw a guy show up in a Lamborghini and take two handicap spots.
Oh.
So that no one had hooked his car. And I was like, that guy is such a dick.
He's a big dick.
He took both of the disabled spots.
Not just one.
Both of them. And then he
doubled down on the down.
I was like, what a piece of shit. Here's
what he's thinking. He's like, I could take one, but chances are whoever's going to park next to me,
it's going to be a
big chance that he's going to run into my car.
Yeah. So if I take two.
Let me take both.
What's his excuse? Like, have you seen the way these retards drive?
Yeah, but also, like, how many times have you seen those spots occupied? I feel like...
Not often, to be honest, by real handicapped people?
By real handicapped people, very rarely.
Usually it's an older gentleman with
he's got the pass.
Yeah.
They gave him the pass, the R pass.
And he's walking fine.
The R word pass.
Doesn't even have a limp, the R word pass.
Yeah, I haven't seen. That's true. I haven't. Yeah. Like,
I have a friend that has a. He's what the fuck is it? I don't know what it is, but he's in a wheelchair and he drives, and he's like the only one I know that
he's got the pass.
That he's got like the real pass, and he deserves that.
He deserves
pass.
It.
He does deserve it.
He does.
He worked hard for that. Yeah.
I jumped off a cliff. I was in the airport the other day, and you know how like in the gates they got all these seats, and then they got like the two in the end that are with like handicap signs. No one's ever sitting in those. No one's ever sitting in those because people who are handicapped are sitting in wheelchairs. They don't need to sit in the handicap.
That's an excellent point,
right? Yeah. So I sit in them. They're always free. Like there's so many people, full flight, you know. And I see those two seats, and I get stared at, and I'm like, surely, if I see someone hobbling my way, I'm going to stand up and bequeath my seat to him. I don't give a shit, right? But like, if there's no one there,
what's the problem?
Yeah, if the guy's in a wheelchair, you know what I mean? Like, he's not gonna want to sit here. He's got a fucking fully comfortable wheelchair.
I understand why they're looking at you right now. It's not a handicap seat; it's just a seat because there's no handicapped person.
Yeah.
Once a handicapped person comes, he'll get.
There's a stigma with the I just find it so.
There's
funny.
A weird stigma with the seat, even if it's not being used
at airports, especially because I'm like, they give you a wheelchair if you ask for it.
Yeah.
They have like airport wheelchairs for people who don't even need them.
Hey, why don't you ask for one next time and I'll roll you around? It'll be fun.
If you do, you know, they pre-check you. They pre-board you. You go in before first class if you ask for a wheelchair. Yeah.
But those my grandmother used to always get the wheelchair and she didn't need it.
Yeah.
But those wheelchairs are full of shit, by the way. Like old people, like really, like they, because I know employees.
Oh, you
that
mean
work,
like literal shit?
Literal shit.
Yeah. Fake.
No.
There's like, no wheels. It's just a chair.
No, because I know airport employees, and we've witnessed people taking literal diarrhea dumps on these wheelchairs, and then they gotta hose them down.
Yeah, they hose them down.
But the particles.
But you don't get naked in the seat. Like you're still wearing.
No, but
then
you got
pants.
Shit particles on your pants.
Yeah, but also
you have of all people have shit particles.
This
God
will be the
damn it.
First time that you have the outside of your pants will be like, hey, we match the inside. You're the same as the inside.
Yeah, you're wearing reversible slacks.
Yeah, it'll be cleaner on the inside of your pants for once, which is wild. It is crazy.
But what would you do if you're pretending, like if you steal a spot from a retarded person or a handicapped person in this case, and then they come.
Thank you for making that distinction.
Yeah, they're two different things. And then what do you do in that moment? Do you admit that you fucked up, or do you pretend to be handicapped?
I'm going, you want me to make some space?
Would you go that far?
I would double down.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. I'd love for the disabled person to go, you know, we don't speak like that.
Right? That's what I was thinking in my head. Somebody's like, crikey, that's odd. Yeah. What's wrong with you?
Exactly.
What's wrong with him?
As he rolls away.
His little fist.
He's like, yeah. I'm a cyborg, not a retard. Yeah.
He's, like, he's on a Segway.
Yeah. Shit. Then I go, fuck.
Yeah. How can you, have you practiced, can you go full retard to the point where if somebody doesn't know you, they believe that it's real?
No, I haven't practiced that much.
If it was last minute right now, you had to get away with it. Do you think you'd be able to get away with it or no?
I feel like I could get away with it.
For how long?
About 2 minutes.
So if they talk to you for too long, over 2 minutes, yeah, you can't get away with it.
Yeah, exactly.
So right now, I'm not airport, I'm somewhere else. Security, I just call. Let's say you were taking a shit right now.
I think
now.
He meant the opposite, though. I think he meant he could talk to someone for 2 minutes before. They believe he thought he was
retarded. They're like, oh, he's high functioning.
So right now, let's say I just caught you.
Yeah.
And there's a fine.
Out of the bathroom, out of the bathroom.
Yeah, and there's a fine for not being a hey, sir, this is for handicaps.
There it is.
That seems...
That's a great reaction.
Yeah.
That works. Yeah. He's insane and retarded.
Yeah. Not because I'm picturing myself.
Yeah. I would pull out a phone and just start typing to them. I think that's
sir,
the
there's
best
a $900
way.
Fine for going... That is for handicapped people, sir. What are you doing?
I'll knock out like this.
Oh, I feel a little alarm.
I feel like such a piece of shit, but it's hilarious. I walk up. I took a shot. Like,
sir, this is for handicap, not Velociraptors. What is
Jesus
this?
Christ.
What is
and
that?
Because you know they do the movements.
Jesus
shit.
Christ.
Who's they?
You know.
Who are these people that you imagine but have never met them?
Oh my God.
Oh shit.
Have you ever met a handicap person?
I've never.
I think just shit yourself.
I know people with one leg, yeah, one arm,
right?
No one ever acts
he's
like that.
He's imitating all the extras in the Thriller video.
Yeah.
No, but you've seen them move, like, you know, heavily.
How do they move?
No, but people who are severely mentally handicapped, they make those moves.
But we okay. said physically.
Yeah.
Physically handicapped, Poseidon.
Oh, I thought you meant hand.
Well, no, the bathrooms are for physically handicapped people.
And mentally.
No, they're not mentally.
Well,
mentally, they
to be
can
stuck
shit
like
every.
This, it's also
that's
physical.
That's physical. If yeah. your arm is like this, that's not mental.
Yeah, but if you're like this, that's physical
that's
and mental.
Physical.
You know?
technically, you could just go, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's just
right. You could be a totally normal person with a physical disability.
So you think right now, someone who loses an arm. They're perfectly fine functioning. They get in a car accident and they just lose their arm. That's all. Lost their arm and they're like, "How are you, bro?" That's what you think.
What's even crazier is he thinks they drive cars.
Yeah. Yeah.
They fucking park in the car and they leave the car like, "Park my car!" Those people aren't parking cars, dude.
Are you fucking crazy?
I'm driving
you're
to the mall.
Crazy, bro. We have a friend, bro. We have a friend who was in a car
Jesus.
Accident who lost his fucking leg.
Yeah.
How did
you
he
think he's retarded now? I don't understand. I saw him at the cafe.
I don't know. When you tell me handicap, that's what I picture in my head.
So remember the war amps, the kids that would lose their arms or whatever? You think that those kids, they were
all retarded?
Well, I don't think
missing three fingers.
No, I don't think they're handicapped.
That is a handicap.
I understand that it's a handicap, but
so
I don't consider them handicapped.
Their
okay,
legs.
Hold on. Pause,
I don't consider that a handicap.
No. Like, let's say you lose just an arm.
Until I see some
handicap.
Drool, you're not a handicap.
It's a handicap, but he's still, like, he could still properly function. Like, I've seen a dude with no arms rent a car.
That's a handicapped person. You should not
he's
have rented him a car.
He's still...
How did he give you his fucking driver's
dude, I
license?
Swear to God,
give him
I
the keys?
Swear to God, I swear
was
to God.
Was he, like, search in my pocket?
With his foot.
Okay, bro. If I was the manager, I would fire you so quickly. If you're renting out cars to people
yeah, you didn't pass the
with
test.
No fucking arms.
No, it's a car
with
that's
no fucking arms.
Hold on, it's a car that's been modified.
He's like,
to,
listen, we don't
guys,
have many rules
no,
here.
Wait a second.
The manager was right next to me.
Wait a second.
Hold on, I gotta say something.
We caught him in a lie because you guys don't. He said the car's been modified. For people that drive with their feet. There's
no
way your car company has a
no.
car that's been
we
modified
have,
for foot drivers.
We have less than a dozen cars.
Your company refused to rent cars to black people due to the racist
That's not true.
What? You said on this podcast.
So it's one person.
A man was refusing. It's almost not true. So this is 100% true. It's true. There's videos of it. So they wouldn't rent to black people for fear of it getting stolen, but they would rent to someone with no arms. Bro, you guys are wild as fuck. Bro. This is crazy. Bro. Like, that guy might steal it. Yeah, that guy might explode the car, bro. That guy might drive in.
He calls his boss. He goes, yeah, we have a guy with no arms that wants to rent a car. It's a white guy? Yeah, white guy. Okay.
What's the problem?
Why are you calling me? Why are you bothering me?
Because he has no arms. Yeah. Does he have a bunch of homies with him? If not, I don't care. Give him a
What color are his stumps, though?
That's what I want to know. So crazy. It's a company that wouldn't rent cars to black people is renting cars to people with no arms. Bro, no. What did you do? I would
is
think
he
it's a joke.
The steering wheel?
If a guy comes rent a car for me with no arms,
he's just holding
I would think my boss is fucking with me. I wouldn't take it serious.
He was a regular client.
Did he rent?
Well,
a
he was
automatic?
Not regular.
No,
he's
no,
definitely irregular.
No, but he was a regular.
Was it manual or automatic?
No, automatic. Okay. But the car, because we have less than a dozen cars that have been modified the interior, like people,
modified to fit like his mouth.
Not yeah, he'll turn the steering wheel with his mouth and shit, or he'll do it. And it's
wild.
It's got like a thing on it with like his teeth for him to bite on,
he's
so it doesn't
like
hurt
a
his
dolphin.
Jaw. Yeah, yeah, but
he drives like a dolphin.
But like, there's
a very smart dog.
No, but even people with no legs, they're modified so like that they can accelerate and brake with their hands. So they can do everything with their hands.
So a guy with no arms that brakes with his hands?
No, no, a guy with no. I'm saying cars have been modified even if the person had no legs.
Okay.
I'm talking about another theoretical person.
You put them together?
No, it's adjusted. It's adjusted for handicapped.
You get on top, like,
he drives his asshole.
You tell me I gotta slow down.
You sit on him.
He drives upside down.
We've got a weird co-pilot situation happening here, guys.
Oh man!
I hope you're going the same fucking place.
Dude, could you imagine this guy at home and he's like, I'm going on a trip, right? And I'm hoping that this rent-a-car company meets my needs, because otherwise, how the fuck am I getting around?
Yeah, this is crazy.
He shows up and he's like, "Do you have a car for me?" And you go, "Actually, we do."
Yeah.
Like, that's a wild
thing.
No, to
but
say.
These guys are pre-booked in advance.
I would say one thing:
the car is prepared.
We've kind of failed society because in this day and age, I would have assumed, being a kid of the '90s, that we would have developed like Jax from Mortal Kombat, that kind of technology.
Right.
Give him like
an exoskeleton.
An exoskeleton arms, and he wouldn't need to go ridicule himself in front of the
racists. Absolutely. Or 3D print him. 3D print him some, you know, some hands.
Some arms. Yeah.
Yeah. No, but instead we gotta fucking flip the car upside down and make him drive with his mouth like a fucking animal. That's wild, dude.
That
give him
is
some
crazy.
Arms, goddammit.
Especially, even just like shitty plastic arms that don't grip.
Yeah, just anything. Just the ones at the dollar store that go like this, the claws. Well, give him something, dude.
His mouth,
how degrading.
No, but the guy was
only self-sufficient drive with his mouth.
In this city. Dude, with your mouth. That guy's losing his teeth, bro. In this fucking city. Yeah. There's this potholes. City? There's people running into you. This is crazy.
He's probably got a smoke in his mouth, too. He's just fucking, lighting one up.
But yeah, but we were
you
shocked.
First saw him.
We were shocked as well.
That's what I wanted to
know. I thought it was a joke.
Okay,
I thought
that's
it was
what
a joke.
Assumed.
Well, I thought because we were right next to each other. And like he even warned me, like, whatever you do, don't laugh. B, don't say you're going to help him. Well, he's very proud.
I
he doesn't want any help.
Right now,
oh, he didn't want you to carry him to the
No, like he didn't want me like carrying his stuff. Like he was doing everything.
I swear to God right now, if that happened to me, if I was in your shoes.
He was kicking his suitcase to the car?
I don't remember. Was he? No, he was hopping.
Were his legs
Why
normal
was he
size?
Hopping?
Yeah, he just didn't have arms.
Why was he hopping?
Or did he just have his bags like strapped, I think, or some shit?
Wait, did
but
he
I
have
don't even
arms
know how
or no?
He didn't.
But if it's strapped, if you don't have arms, that means you don't have shoulders. So
you just
have the
down.
Strap, and then
but
it
he
falls
was doing
down.
He was
it's
doing like weird movements. He put his license on the table with his foot. He did this.
No shoes.
If I was in your shoes,
barefoot.
I would right away look
at
Mike. I would assume that
he had sandals.
Break.
Maybe.
What month was this? It was summer.
Oh man, I don't remember exactly.
This seems
really
like a
remember.
Fake story.
Yeah, but it's not.
Yeah,
it's not.
I'm trying to find winter crack here.
But this
sandals
was a while
winter,
ago. This was like
hopping. Why is a guy that has legs? Why is he hopping?
Yeah. And he speaks like this.
How did he speak?
He spoke normally.
His arms and his voice at the same time.
I would assume he would like have a roll situation going on.
Like a what?
Like he would just roll.
I don't remember. He just walked off.
It is fucked up, though, that, like, you're right. We should give him arms.
Yeah.
Mm. Making him drive with his mouth is the most interesting act I've ever heard of.
To bomb, if we're able to bomb children at a precise location from halfway across the planet, I think we could develop robot arms for a dude.
And here's the thing. Like, if I don't have arms, I'm taking a cab or Uber. Mm-hmm. Right? Instead of going to rent a car.
Or I think he literally drives like this, through hoops. Like one foot up like this, and then the other one.
Wait, so why is his car adapted then if he's just driving like a regular?
I think for like, I don't know.
Why would the government even allow that? It's already dangerous.
That
to
is
drive.
Crazy that he it has a so license. Dangerous.
I can't use my cell phone, but he can fucking drive with his feet.
With his mouth.
Yeah.
And his mouth? Crazy. With his mouth, but you can't even see that.
No, but this is a real.
Yeah. It's fucking. Like, me. He drives like
doesn't make any sense.
Then he's got to go.
Yeah, he's like, sorry, officer, I didn't know how fast I was going. I was looking at the fucking front dash.
Yeah.
I couldn't see it. I couldn't see under my nose.
How do you know how fast you were going? I saw the Chevrolet sign. But I never saw how fast I was going.
That's insane. Are you sure, bro?
100%. I've seen this person literally put his license with his foot. We give him the key. He signed with his
short
foot.
Hair,
with
though.
His foot?
He when signed
he
with his foot.
When he put his foot, did you tell him, sir, you know what the rules are? No shoes, no service. Yeah. Don't fuck around. Get out of here.
Was he left-footed or right-footed when he signed?
He signed
right.
with his feet.
Yeah. He signed. He gripped the pen. He goes, leave
like,
the pen.
Like a chimpanzee?
No, he goes.
Did
I
he
go
eat
hand,
a banana?
I go to,
this guy eats pussy like a champ.
I go to hand him the pen. He goes, like, set it on the desk or some shit. And he did some weird shit with his fucking leg. Like he's super flexible.
I can tell you this right now that, like, this guy didn't have long hair. Is it possible?
Yeah, you're right. He didn't.
No.
Yeah.
Was his head shaved?
Yeah, he probably had really short hair.
Not shaved, but like short I'm trying hair. To picture him. Like he had like the regular.
Was it slick back with his toes? Did he slick it back?
Yeah, you're driving. The last thing you want to do is get like hair in your eyes and have to use your foot to put it back behind your ear.
He had like a typical white dude haircut.
Yeah.
From like middle
Maybe
America.
He's just describing him wrong because it just sounds ridiculous the way he's describing him, but it might not be that. It might be simpler because this sounds insane.
But I've seen it with my own eyes and I was in shock.
You saw him driving?
And now
with one foot on the like.
I saw him drive away. I saw
if
him drive
I would
away.
See that praying mantis get out of the fucking parking lot, I'd be like,
bro,
call the cops.
I just picture Poseidon, as soon as this guy leaves the parking lot, he goes, yeah, he'll be fine.
Hey, you know he'll what? You know what? I've seen French people drive worse, so.
Just that's insane. But just so we know, bro, there was a time not too far back where they were scared to let women
that's
drive.
Crazy.
Like, yo, these bitches are going to kill someone. And we're letting a dude now drive with
no arms is crazy. No arms, but you're right. No arms is crazy, but it's crazy that we don't have something better.
Yeah, mechanical arms.
You know? But also, like, you could say the same thing about wheelchairs, dude.
Also, another thing I found weird, why didn't his company just send someone with him
and
that person
company?
Can drive?
What do you mean?
I don't remember, like, because he was a corporate rental.
What do you mean his company? It doesn't make
any
sense.
Was he wearing a suit?
No, he was wearing like a
suit,
button down.
A suit and tie?
Wait, was he wearing like a sleeveless?
No. He was like a regular attire.
So he had sleeves with nothing in him, like a child?
Yeah.
He had
were the
floppy
sleeves tied in the back?
I don't remember. Dude.
They were probably
so I don't remember those details.
Oh, my God, bro. Floppy sleeves? That's embarrassing.
Floppy sleeves. At least you roll the floppy sleeve.
But my question is.
Maybe that's how he fights. He just flips around, then you get slapped in the face.
No, he just shoves him in the pockets.
Oh, yeah.
Looks
that looks
like he's
thinking.
Looks like he's just casual.
Like, that guy's fucking very relaxed.
Yeah.
He can't even. He
not
can't
a stress
even,
in the world, this guy.
He can't even use a Tesla with the auto drive because you got to touch the goddamn fucking the steering
with
wheel every 30 seconds.
That's true.
So he's always biting the steering wheel.
Pointless auto drive if he can't use it.
Yeah.
I've seen people in wheelchairs rent cars.
Yeah, but as if they're in wheelchairs, it doesn't mean that they can't move their legs or their arms.
No, they can't move their legs.
No.
I've seen
like people with cerebral palsy.
Yeah, you could just be weak.
Yeah, you could be in a wheelchair.
No. You don't understand. I've seen a man who had a bicycle that was adapted for him. He was like a cyclist, like in competition.
Yeah, pedaling with
his hands. A bicycle that was adapted for him to pedal like this.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Pull up in a wheelchair.
How did
his
he
legs
pedal?
Like this.
Okay.
So why did he come in a wheelchair if he has a badass bike?
And he pulls up. He was with his wife.
You have a car that I can drive like this?
And he's literally pulled up, and his wife helps him get in the driver's seat, and it's been adapted for him to drive just
one time. Why doesn't that
be I understand. This is like you get Tiptronic and all this stuff now. You don't need your feet. I get that. But like,
why does she drive?
If you're with your wife, that let was the wife drive.
Yeah, let her drive.
For fuck's sake.
She's got to be a really bad driver if he's like, no, I don't think so.
Why don't you let her drive? Well, I don't want to crash when she's a lady.
This is how we got in this mess in the first place.
I lost my legs when you she was driving.
You stupid bitch.
Especially, when you're at home, I get that you drive because it's your car, but you're renting a car.
Yeah.
So he tells his wife, look, we're going to rent a car. Hoops. How much is it? Oh, it's $40 a day for the regular car. Or the adapted one is $7,000. I think we should get the $7,000 one.
It's so stupid.
You also know that like when he calls hotels, the first question he asks is like, is there a bidet?
Oh.
There's no way he's staying at a hotel if it doesn't have a bidet.
Yeah, it's true.
Wait, this is foot guy or arm guy?
This is arm guy for sure.
Yeah.
Without arms?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's foot guy. He has feet.
Yeah, the guy who has feet, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
First question is...
Yeah, he has to squat over a bidet.
He's doing like my dog and just rubbing his ass on the carpet.
Holy fuck, that's a good point. How does he wipe his ass?
He's got to have a very thorough...
Right now, let's just say he's at the airport. He's got to take a massive diarrhea shit.
Yeah.
I hope his asshole is that's like, why they get like a cat, you know, that it
closes.
It can just go and then closes cleanly.
Maybe he just rents one of those airport wheelchairs and just shits in them and then they hose it down.
Well, that's what they're for.
From what I know from the conversations people have had with him he does everything with his feet. He can
wipe his ass with
except
his
drive,
foot.
I don't know about
that.
If he can wipe his ass with his foot, no joke.
Why do we have arms?
Yeah, and why is he not on America's Got Talent? That's a crazy talent. Bro, that's crazier than the bow and arrow girl.
I could see putting tissue on my heel.
Yeah, but think about what he's doing. Backwards, that's like what the bow and arrow, she pulls the bow and arrow with her feet. That's at that same level.
Maybe he just fills up the tub and just like takes a quick ass bath.
But that makes more sense to me. But I'm saying if you're on the go, you're at the airport and you just shit, your ass is covered in diarrhea. What do you do?
And maybe smell. Do you smell like shit?
Sorry?
Did this guy smell like shit?
No.
Oh, he just reeks.
Well, they couldn't tell if it was me or him.
Fair enough.
I mean, they're like, look, the employees complained about the shit smell. The thing is, funny. It stayed throughout the shift.
Oh, shit.
You imagine getting cut off by this guy?
But that's what I'm saying.
Like,
or he wins.
What the fuck's going on?
He wins in a race.
Yeah, he clips you the bird with his foot.
But if it's in the summer, he's wearing shorts, right? So you pull up and all you see is feet and testicles. You're like, what the fuck?
He's deep throating his throat.
Like, what's happening? What the fuck? Like, I see a ball hanging out. So what's happening? I would think it's like an alien.
That is wild.
But the thing is, sometimes they don't respect licenses from other countries. How are we allowed to do this? It's crazy.
How is he unzipping his fly? Like, what's going on here?
Fuck, that's another good question.
I get, like, a thousand questions. You can sign something, you can paint with your feet, but unzipping.
Yeah.
So he's probably just got Velcro pants.
Velcro, yep. Or just
probably Velcro, or just.
Or he's like an action figure.
He's just hanging out a little.
Remember those old super.
Or he just walks like this to keep him up? Like, you know?
And then he walks like a crab.
Yeah.
And then to drop him, he just closes his legs.
No, I don't think so. I think we're thinking about it. It's all wrong. I think his legs, because he's practicing. So I think it's like those old action figures. It's very. Like, you could contour a lot. So he could turn it in. Grabs his zipper, zips it down.
Yeah, he was very flexible.
Yeah, think of like
it's wild.
Yeah, that's what it is. Because you human beings always adapt, right? So he's like, dude, I have no arms. So his legs adapted. He must be super strong, super fast.
He's probably got six knees.
Yeah, he could just
snap him back.
Crazy.
It is really crazy to think the amount of hoops this guy has to jump through, literally, like throughout his whole life.
I'm gonna talk about this on stage.
This is
crazy. Go ahead. I'm baffled.
This is an insane thing.
Yeah. It's baffling.
I can't believe I never spoke about this before. I think because he did it so.
Your mind probably erased it. It was like, no, this can't be real.
But
probably.
That's the difference between me and you. The first thing I would think if I was in your shoes, the same context, right away I'd look for him. I'd be like, Mike, it's fucking.
But
it's
the thing
a
is.
Good practical joke. And then I would ask questions. I'd be like, look, I see the license, bro. Illegally, I got to check. I don't know if I could just send you off here with no arms. Like, it's just fucking insane.
Yeah. I'd call 911. It's not an emergency, but just asking for a friend.
Just because you're freaking out. You're like, I need someone to
but
help
also,
me right now.
I think why I never thought about it is he was so casual about it. He cool was so casual.
He's like, I got no arms.
Yeah,
no
he
big
had
whoop.
His hands in his pocket the whole time.
He was
like,
so casual that it was almost like, oh, okay, he's got no arms, whatever. That's how it was. That's how I remember feeling. But I was also warned.
I love that as a car guy, he's got no arms. Yeah, you don't need arms to drive a car.
And the fact that he was casual, because you know who else is casual? Someone that's really drunk. So if some, but if someone was drunk, you wouldn't rent them a car, right?
It depends.
He gave a car to a guy with no arms. Yeah. I don't think being inebriated is gonna fucking
he's like at
that
this
needle.
Point.
Yeah. Stop moving that needle.
Anybody can get
look,
a car.
I've had people come up to me and their breath kind of does smell like alcohol, but then I kind of see him. I talk to him a bit,
and he's white,
and they're fine. And they're fine. But I've
fine. You mean like good looking?
No, like fine, okay. Like they're good. They don't slur. They're good, you know?
They don't speak in slang.
I think it's happened on
no gang signs.
I think it's happened on two occasions, though. It didn't happen to me. It happened to other people in the workplace where they really had like really like plastered from the flight or whatever. And like, I'm not renting you. Oh, what do you mean you're not renting me a car? Like that, like,
oh, what does the guy gotta do? Cut his fucking arms off.
They were handicapped too.
This is fucking place. I gotta cut my fucking arms off to get a fucking car.
Imagine how that must be shitty, though, that you're drunk and then you see the guy with no arms getting a car.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, oh, I'm drunker than I thought. Yeah. Just imagine the guy with no arms getting a car. God damn, that sobered me up quick.
I gotta go to bed.
What heroin? What did they give me?
Oh,
yeah, and then the super sober guy with no arms walks up and goes, some people, am I right? Like, I'll take a Camaro, please.
Yeah, what kind of car? Did he like drive a cool car?
Nah, it was like I think like a
no options. It's like, a van. Gotta be a van.
The no leg guy, the legs not working guy was a van. It was like a Transit or some shit.
Yeah, it had to be a van.
And I think the no arm guy was like a Jetta. Or some shit.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Or like that's a Nissan Altima.
Yeah.
It's
a
Jetta.
I found out a new family
the
secret.
The one adaptive car for mouth drivers
of yours
is a Jetta.
What?
So my nephew, the younger one, the cool one, is he also did the DNA test to find out
18 and me or
whatever. Yeah, to find out where you're from and everything.
By the way, I really have to go to the washroom.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's bad.
Oh, is it number two? Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, he's back.
Oh, get ready to hose. Get ready to hose down the wheelchair.
He's
get
back.
I'm leaving it on the wide shot.
Okay. Right. So.
It's bad. It hit me like a bag of bricks.
Like a bag of bricks. Hit him like a bag of bricks.
Like
a bag of bricks.
Hit me like an expression I just made up.
This is so intriguing. So he does that thing and then. In it, if someone else has done it, it could find you, right? So it found my other cousin in Alberta that I know. So it's like, oh, that's your cousin, all that. Then it found another match in California that I think I know. It's one of my first cousins, my uncle's son that lives there. But then here's a weird thing. My sister started looking into it, and then that same match, like, which is would be my nephew's first uncle or first cousin, let's say, so we know kind of who it is.
Yeah.
They found similar matches in New Jersey, right? And they found these, like, three people, and, like, two of them was like English name, like Colleen something. One even in Montreal, like non-Greek name, this woman. And then I'm like, what the fuck? So then me, I started thinking, I go, did my dad just bang people and then my sister's like, I think it could have been your uncle who has my name. Because at the time, he's going down to Jersey, he's a hormone. He may have banged people and they don't know, you know, and they're related. And then my sister's like, yo, or it could also be, you know, the other uncle and I go, what other uncle? I don't have another uncle. She goes, well, technically you do. And I go, what the fuck? I don't know about this secret uncle. She goes, yeah, at the time. She goes, she found this out. I didn't know about this family. Everybody thought I knew. I didn't know. I never asked. So this is my dad's side. So they're five brothers, right?
Yeah.
So apparently they were six brothers. But the sixth one, my grandfather, he had that baby with not his wife, but her sister. He banged the sister.
Whoa. Oh, shit.
So was he the last one?
I don't know.
Were you somewhere in the middle?
I have no idea.
Whoa.
All I know is that what they said is that when they had the baby, he went on a mountain and they fucking threw it off the mountain and killed the baby.
Because
they couldn't have the baby because it was...
Like in Sparta.
Yeah. Well, that's what it sounds like. So I'm like, oh my God. So they killed him. And then my sister goes, that's what they said.
That's what they did in Sparta.
But what if... Yeah, they're not that. They're fucking retards in Crete. They're not Spartan. It goes, what if they didn't kill the baby? What if they shipped the baby off
like Moses,
to North America because we're not going to kill this fucking baby. And that's why that DNA is so close, because this guy came here, he grew up, and he had a family in fucking Jersey.
You know how crazy people were that he was like, okay, I don't want people to freak out, so I'll pretend like I threw my baby off a cliff.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's the most sensible thing to do.
I'm going to look like a weirdo who sent him to America to a good family.
That's what I was thinking. That's the same thing I thought. I go, why is that more normal? Why is that more normal? So now I was like, holy fuck.
Do the sensible thing.
That would be so crazy to find out that brother did survive. He was never actually murdered. They threw him. They sent him off to live in America.
Or what's even better is if they did throw him off, but he floated to another family. Like, he didn't die.
Not bad. This is a high cliff. Like, okay. If they threw him off,
it's funny that like some of your family would be upset that they didn't kill the baby.
No one would be upset. This is
like, why did it, then why
but
do
that's
it?
That's the thing. That's the problem. That's why I fucking hate how it is in that fucking village. Like, my dad's side in that village, they're crazy, bro. It's Afghanistan. Mm. It's nuts.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, it's a crazy village if no one calls the cops. Because if someone tells me, hey, did your sister-in-law, did she have the baby? Yeah, we threw him, down a cliff.
Oh, you did the right thing?
Yeah. Okay, good. All right, okay. You don't want a bastard.
Glad you came to your senses.
Yeah, you guys are sensible about this, right? Dude, because that grandfather that I'm talking about, I never met that grandfather in my life. He died in prison, so I never got to meet him.
Wow. Yeah.
That's even worse. What a story. You know how, like, that's worse than an abortion.
It's insane.
You fucking let come to term to just kill it.
So crazy. God but that's damn. I thought about the same thing. That's why I think my sister might be onto something.
And how hard do you have to throw the baby, you think?
I think my sister's theory is correct. I think they're like, we're not going to kill a fucking baby. We just had the baby.
Mm. Yeah.
So they shipped it off. Because it was so weird to see full, like, non-Greek names or whatever.
Wait, how do you even ship off a baby? When you go FedEx. To fucking UPS, and you're like, how much does it weigh? 8 pounds,
it's
3 ounces.
It was Feta. It was Feta X. But, no, it's just, I guess family members, relatives, you're like, yo, take the baby. But it was different times then. This
they
was like
smuggled
the 50s.
Them.
And
they
in
smuggled
those days,
them.
You needed like a woman that had just had a kid to breastfeed them.
I have no idea, right? But probably So that's what. So it's a fucking good theory. Yeah, because it's just weird. Because that genetic match, it's too high. You know, so unless my uncle.
You got to follow this up.
I don't know how to follow it up.
You go call the person. Find them. Give them a call.
That's a good documentary.
It is. Or it's a good bit.
Yeah.
It'll be a great thing to tell on stage one day if you get to the bottom of this.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to look into it. Why not?
That's very funny.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's interesting.
That is super interesting.
It was so crazy. My sister telling me this. She's like, you didn't know? I go, you talk about killing babies and how the fuck no one told me?
It's so funny that like people got away with shit and then until everybody started DNA testing and then like all this shit comes out of the woodwork where you're like, oh, wait, what? You had another uncle? And like, that's crazy.
Nuts.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a fucking shit show over there.
Yeah, that is crazy.
I think this is why nobody would tell me anything, because I would always be like, what?
Yeah.
Like, everyone else would just not say anything, or, you know, we shouldn't say anything. And even as a kid, I'd be like, that doesn't make any sense. That's crazy. You're killing them. You know, I always, so like, you can't tell him anything.
I've yet to take, do you do one of those?
I did. I found out I'm 27% Portuguese.
What?
Which is crazy.
Well, I didn't know.
That's a huge percentage. I thought I was half Irish, half French. I'm more Portuguese than I am Irish.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
How insane.
Yeah.
Wow. On what side?
I think it's on my mom's side.
She doesn't even know?
She's dead.
Yeah, but did she know?
No. No one knew, because I think it's because they were like southern France, so it's almost Portugal.
So
they probably didn't even know it like so many years.
And then I think that the testing is maybe
still
like,
wild.
A little off.
They're like, okay, French,
that's
Portuguese.
That's wild
same,
that you're
same.
A third Portuguese.
Yeah,
it's hilarious.
That means that more than two of my grandparents are Portuguese.
That is
that's insane.
You can make all the Portuguese humor you want.
Yeah. And he does.
That is a free. Yeah.
He does about zero, which is all he wants.
Yeah.
I'm more Portuguese than I am French.
Wow.
And I'm half English, half Irish. Like a quarter English, quarter Irish. You know,
I gotta take one of these tests.
I can't wait for the tabloids in Quebec tomorrow being like Portuguese comedian Mike Ward, known for attacking a French singer.
Yeah, but that's a minority, isn't it? They'll have to ease up on you now.
Yeah, maybe.
They'll have to be like, hey, let's take it easy on this guy.
Yeah, they're gonna have to treat you like you have no arms and you're trying to rent a car.
Yeah, yeah, dude.
And and I know nothing about dignity. Like, I should Google, I should know some Portuguese stuff. The only thing I know, they like chicken,
dude, not like chicken. Best chicken on earth.
Mm. Obrigado.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You done good. I love
our people know their chicken.
Have you been? My favorite restaurant in Montreal is
Portuguese.
Did you
wipe
restaurant.
With your foot?
Have you been to any Portuguese restaurants? I got one to recommend for you and the girlfriend.
Okay.
Yeah. In TMR, it's called Gallo's. It's my favorite restaurant. I either go there a lot or I'll call and go for pickup, me or the wife. Super nice guy that owns the place. Very, very good food. TMR, Gallo's.
Okay.
Yeah, very good. Gallo's.
Yeah, and I started eating chicken again, so that'll be good.
They have different options, too, and you get a lot of grilled vegetables if you want. They have good stuff. Their chicken is amazing. I also get the pork. I'm a big fan of their pork. Okay. But Portuguese people, no one does chicken like the Portuguese.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're very good.
Yeah, like when they started opening up Portuguese chicken places in Montreal, like if they had opened them... Like 50 years ago, every restaurant, every chicken place would be Portuguese.
Like I remember, I don't know if it's good anymore, but when I was young, I remember Cocorico, I think, right next to Schwartz's Deli. And you could see them on the rotisserie on the, bro, it was and with the Portuguese bread. You ever had Portuguese bread?
Maybe.
Bro, it's amazing.
I just asked AI what Mike Ward's name was in Portuguese. Was Miguel Ward.
Miguel Ward.
That's funny.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, because he's one third Portuguese.
He's literally
DNA test.
More Portuguese than anyone in this room.
Yeah, you missed all our stories about DNA. Yeah,
30. So you're 33% Portuguese.
29 or something, 27 you said or something?
More than 25, more than 25.
That's crazy.
Yeah. No way.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah, neither do I.
I gotta take one of these tests. I gotta find that dude.
Sometimes if you don't know, it's wacky.
I was born in Germany, so I feel like near there is just like there's so much going on. I could be anything.
So far, my nephew, my cousin, like me, my immediate family, it's all the same thing. Like right there, Greece, like it's all pointed.
Yeah.
My wife, it was like she got completely shocked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because she thought it was gonna get North African because she's Tunisian.
Yeah.
And she's 33% Greek Italian.
Okay.
She was like, what the fuck?
Whoa.
Yeah, it changed her whole perspective. Right? I think she was more Greek-Italian than she's Tunisian, like genetically.
Wow.
It's crazy. Damn.
That fucks some people up, though, because some people, their whole identity is their DNA, like what they identify as. They're like, I'm this or I'm that. And they get all fucked up by the results, right? And they're like,
there's a video of a Turkish girl online getting her results. And it shows that she was Greek.
No.
And she's losing her fucking shit.
They don't like each other, right?
Yeah. No, but I mean, like, I wouldn't care if it happened, but I wouldn't have that reaction. Yeah. It was so, I think in her identity, the whole thing was Turkish, and like, you're a Greek girl. And she's like, what the fuck? She's freaking the fuck out.
But
some videos, too, in the States of white people, that when they find out they're part black.
Yeah.
At first, they're like, they get like really happy because they're like, I'm kind of black.
I can
but then
say
they
it.
Realize, oh fuck! That means my great 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 grandfather probably had slaves,
had sex with slaves,
raped a slave. So they're like proud, and then they're like, ugh.
Yeah, that is true.
Wait, is that the only way?
But then they go back to being proud because they're like, I can say it now.
Yeah,
dude, I told you guys I was allowed to say this whole time.
Yeah, you got to apologize to me.
Yeah, so stupid.
You should have made me feel bad for saying it.
What was the thing with your nephew?
Yeah, you missed the whole story. They murdered a kid. They threw him off newborn baby off the cliff. I might have
what
as you
I
do.
I might have an uncle that nobody knows about that lives in Jersey and had kids that share the same DNA. It's a whole crazy thing. You'll watch the episode.
Okay,
for real, crazy.
Are you serious?
Yeah, crazy stuff's happening out there. Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah, a lot of shit went on while
you
were
away.
Literally.
Shit.
Yeah.
We found out he has a fucking uncle that was almost murdered as a baby.
Yeah.
And I'm Portuguese.
Damn. We don't know. He may have been murdered, and this is just maybe my other uncle that I know about, the one that has my name. Maybe he was just banging too many people in the States or something.
Holy
or
shit.
Else. But It seems like there's a good chance that the baby that they were supposed to have killed, they didn't really kill. They just shipped him off to the States.
This Antichrist that just lived, they're like, that shouldn't have. Is the, he's the boy
does,
who lived.
To me, it does make sense because I thought the same thing as you. It's like, why the fuck would they be like, yeah, we carried it to term. We knew it was coming. And then we killed. Yeah. It doesn't make sense.
They didn't have abortions back then.
I think they did in the 50s.
Like a goat hanger punch to the stomach, I think.
Yeah.
A good stair wax.
A guy that's banging his sister.
Shake her upside down or
his
something.
His wife's sister isn't. Above a little,
that's right.
You know,
a little throw down the stairs.
Yeah,
he could have even killed her. I mean, I think he died in prison because of murder. So I think, yeah, he did. So he could have killed her. I mean, if he was gonna kill someone, I mean, he could kill them both.
Yeah.
So if he, it stands.
I just have this image of somebody throwing a baby off a cliff. Like, I can't understand how hard you have to throw
and
that baby.
How do you throw them? Like, do you?
I think
spin,
you could just roll them off.
You spin a disc. I mean, do you fucking? Yeah. Shoot
that's what I'm thinking.
Like,
do you take it out of the basket?
Yeah.
And then throw it?
Can
or
I
you're
ask
just like,
question?
I'm just going to throw the whole
I have
yeah,
a serious
basket.
Question for you guys. Why are you attacking my culture?
Spartans.
I'm going to tweet the ADL and be like, they're not respecting the culture in my village.
No, we're curious. Do we want to know more about it?
So do asking. I, bro. Yeah. So do I.
Yeah, how deep, how you know, how far is the fall?
It's a, if I
is
know
it
the
onto
the
rocks? Is it grass? Yeah.
If I know the cliffs there, it's fucking insane.
Does he, like, run and throw? Like a shot
you kick
put?
It? Or maybe
like he punted the kid.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He may have punted, but I think my sister might be right. Her theory. I think he survived, and that's what those kids
like a
discus, are.
You have an
maybe?
Uncle that killed the baby.
No. My grandfather would have killed my uncle
okay.
as a baby.
His son.
But your
son
uncle survived.
His illegitimate, illegitimate son.
What happened was when my nephew took the DNA test, he found some other people that shared the exact same percentage of his DNA that we knew. One was my cousin Alberta. We knew that. But then another first cousin and that genetic match of my first cousin in California that we know who it is matched three other people that we don't know who
and
they are.
Their names were like Steve Morgan and Jennifer.
In New Jersey. One's actually in Montreal. It's a lady with like a
Thompson.
Like Italian.
So totally different. Like,
yeah, totally
identity.
Different like identity. So then my sister's like, what the? How is that possible? So then I go, maybe my uncle, the father of that cousin, you know, maybe he was banging because he would bang whores and bang people all the time. He's an old cretin guy. So then I'm like, or my dad. Then I'm thinking about it. And then she's like, or it could have been your other uncle. And I go, what other uncle? And then she's like, well, there was an uncle that they killed. And I go, what the fuck? And then she explained to me there was an uncle that was supposed to have been born, a sixth one. But because he was born, it wasn't my grandma. It was her sister. Like my grandfather banged her sister.
Oh.
So he took it to the cliff. And as they would do, apparently, he was supposed to have chucked it to kill it. But maybe
they tie a rope to the baby with a rock.
But maybe they just said that to people like, yo, we killed that baby. But really, they're like, yo, I don't want to kill this baby. They gave it to another family, took it to America.
A bunch of fags.
Like a bunch of fags. They couldn't kill the baby. So maybe they brought it to America and that guy started a new life. He not knowing.
He could have been razzle frazzle.
Not knowing. And now I might track him down, find him, and tell
and
him.
And ruin his fucking existence.
How funny would it be if.
He doesn't even know he's adopted.
You track him down, you push him off a cliff.
Yeah. You're going to go, this is what my grandfather should have done.
He thinks he's
going to
kill
him. I fucking Spartan kick him down.
Maybe that's what they did to the baby.
Kidnapping an old man.
I Spartan kick him. I go, I'm fulfilling my grandfather's legacy.
So they did the baby. They stood the baby up a little bit. This is Sparta.
How crazy is this?
That's
crazy.
Wild. Wouldn't it be an easier, like, simpler reality that, like, one of your other uncles just fucked someone else?
That was my theory in the beginning because I had never heard of this.
But that's probably more likely.
Okay. But it's a lot. It's two people in the States and then one woman here.
Yeah, but it's a lot less than shipping off this miracle child.
Not miracle child. Not miracle child. I don't think that this is my theory. Because the sixth uncle was a real thing. So this is my theory now. My theory is that they didn't go on a cliff. They just said it to people, but they probably went to the hospital and said, look, we're giving this kid away to the church or whoever you'd give kids to adoption.
Mm.
And then they did what everybody would do at the time, be like, let's ship these fucking kids off like they do now. You know, we always adopt kids from other. This isn't like the 50s.
Yeah.
Probably, no, it has nothing to do with the family here. Just the family that adopted him was in New Jersey. That's why he has an American name.
Mm-hmm.
Grew up there, not knowing.
So he might not even know he's adopted.
For sure.
He might not even know he's Greek.
Yeah.
Yeah, he might think he's Turkish.
Yeah, he might, for sure as fuck, doesn't know that he was about to get murdered.
Crazy.
Yeah,
what
if
a
that's
cool
it.
Origin story, though.
Yeah.
Either that or my dad or Mona Michaels has some explaining to do because their jizz is everywhere.
Yeah.
Crazy, eh?
Yeah, that's
imagine.
Wild.
I'm gonna,
like,
you know what? I'm following up on what you said.
How it comes out on a
I'm going to go down this rabbit hole.
Yeah. Ruin that old man's life.
Yeah.
Yeah, or make it better.
Yeah.
So funny, dude, that like it was just nothing. Everyone's life is fine.
And then I come in
on a podcast like, I did one of these tests, actually. And I started looking into it. And then you fucking uncover this massive family secret. And like this guy's his life is not real.
I'm going to ruin this guy's life. Not on purpose.
Yeah. You might. But well, it'll make for a great story.
But do I tell him if I find him?
Yeah. You got to tell him.
You got to tell him. Yeah, you did all the effort. Because now I have to follow this lead.
He has to know. He'd want to know.
That's amazing, too, if you have like an Uncle Rick or an Uncle Dave or, you know.
They're just some like rich family in Jersey. They're really like, well off,
their
dude.
Kids, there's two people right now listening to this being like, holy fucking shit, that's dead. Like, it's mental. Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny because like now you're going to get this email like, oh, you have an heir that owes you all this money. You're going to be like, that's fucking junk spam mail or whatever. Mm. These last names aren't even my last name. So they're like, no, actually, they're your family.
The chick here in Montreal, her first name is Colleen. And I was like, what the fuck, Colleen? Like, what the fuck is this?
She's in Montreal.
One of the, but they're two separate, but they have the, share the exact same amount of DNA as a first cousin would or as a sibling. So you look at it and you're like, what the fuck, Colleen? That's suspicious. But then the Jersey one is like a whole family. There's like two of them.
Wow.
Yeah. It was interesting.
It's a Maury Povich shit.
That's why I got to hang out there more often because I'm always busy, right? So I don't see my sister a lot and all that. One day I just went to hang out with my mom and my sister was there. And it just spilled out. She's like, yeah, he did the DNA and this and that. I go, tell me more. And then I found out about the murder, most murder.
By the way, that nephew is so fucking cool.
Yeah, the
younger one. Bro, the younger one. Yo, he said some crazy shit. When we went to Ottawa, what was he saying at work? Because he works at a restaurant.
Let's not say that. Let's not say that. But he's one of us.
Yeah. Dude, yeah. I was dying.
He doesn't stand for wokeism. He doesn't stand at all.
He gives $20 to Nazis.
Yeah, but he's not even a kid about it. He's not like, nah. He's just like, he's had enough.
Yeah.
He's like, no, you're not. Just shut the fuck up and do your job. Yeah. I don't care. Stop crying. Like, he's very, and he's witty.
He's an old soul.
Yeah. Definitely an old soul. Mm. And he might have a Jersey uncle.
Might have survived a cliff throw.
But he's the reason that now I know about this because he decided to take that test.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I got to, what is it? What is it, a 23andMe?
One of those, I'll ask him. Or Ancestry. I don't know the
did you
the
take it?
I did it by association. I have it through everyone around me.
Maybe you should. You got to take it too, no?
My sister, him, everyone took it, so I know. Like, I can't be that different from my sister.
You find out you're adopted.
Yeah. You and this person in Jersey.
You would lose your mind.
I wouldn't lose my mind. No, because the person in Jersey is like 70 years old.
Yeah.
But no, it's because I look exactly like
my mom.
I know. I'm just fucking with you.
No, me, it's because I already know. I know where. I knew because when my cousin first did it, I was very nervous. I was like, I wonder if it's going to say something crazy. And he's like, it's all Greek.
I'm curious to do it now.
I'm going
to
do one. I'll do one. I'll come back with the results.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How long does that shit take? A couple months, probably?
A couple weeks.
Yeah, a couple weeks. Yeah, that you spit in a tube, send it back, right?
Super long to spit in that tube, though.
Is it? You got to fill it up?
Yeah, but could you go, oh, it's like, you know, it'll take, but you're like spending 20 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's super long because you can't drink water to get like more saliva. So you're waiting and then
your DNA. You can't mix it.
It doesn't take 20 minutes, but it takes over a minute.
It would be faster to jizz in it or something.
Yeah.
Can I shit in it?
Yeah.
Well, you probably will.
You probably will. Accidentally.
Sir, you sent us a stool sample. You're welcome. Yeah. Now tell me, where am I from?
How accurate is it?
When I went to the CLSC to get my medical card, I show up and there's this old man in front of me, and he's like, I have my stool sample. And they're like, sir, you have to bring those in the morning. And he's like, they're like, just bring it home and leave it in your fridge until Monday. Because it was Friday afternoon. And then he was like, he just left.
That's insane.
Picturing this old
so
man.
Defeated.
Yeah, this old man with shit.
Just no
fridge.
Dignity.
Yo.
The whole weekend. And then I couldn't get my card. Like, I gave him my thing, and they were like, no, you have to come back. And then the guy at the door, he was like, I'm so sorry you have to come back. And I was like, at least I'm not going to have shit in my fridge for the weekend. I'm good.
You know what you might, I don't know if I told you this. One of the meanest gags I did as a kid, someone brought it up. I don't find it as mean as they described it to me. When they brought it up a few, like, go, remember when you did this? In my head, it's still not as mean as they're pretending it is, but it was ridiculous. So one of the guys, you're going to know exactly what, okay, don't say the name.
I won't.
I used to fuck with him a lot.
Ah.
One of the things happened was I don't remember. I remember how we were talking about, like, this was, I was in high school. So this, I was very
young. I know exactly which story you're talking about.
Okay. I don't know how even the grooming or anything came out. He was older than me. He was 5 years older than me. He's my sister's age. So he must have been around 20, 21. Like, your balls, like, trimming and all that stuff. Anyway, so it came, I want to remember, but I remember how the subject came up. But essentially, what happened was he kept bragging about how he's like, no, I've never shaved anything. And it's like a forest down there. And he was like, it's thick like this. It's like someone's head. He said, he described it was like a black kid's head of hair. That's like, so it's crazy. So then we were just saying, oh, why don't you try to make money off that? He's like, what are you talking about? So I convinced him, and he was older than me, that you can sell your pubes to the CLSC. You have to go in the morning, bag it, and there's only one CLSC. I told him the one near Guy is the only one that you can go to, and they'll buy your pubes. And the way you're making it sound, the way you're going to make a lot of money. And then the guy that was my buddy Harry, who ended up being my best man, he was older than both of us, and he was egging him on. He's like, yeah, it's how it is over there. Pentels is right. Like, they give you a lot of money. So this fucking idiot doesn't do any research. At the time, I guess we didn't have Google, but still, goes to the CLSC and gets into a huge thing with them because he barely speaks French. He has that broken French. Like, it doesn't sound like me. Like, it sounds very broken. So he's trying to complain, and he's like, he's like, testicle cheveux, and he's screaming at them, and he's telling him, he's demanding in a Ziploc, he's demanding they take it and pay him, and he's like, pay, and they're like, get the fuck out of here, you know, and he's screaming at them, and they're screaming at him, and then it was like all shit broke loose. And he came and he's like, these motherfuckers, is it because, you know, they didn't understand me because it's race? And we were crying of laughter. And we told him to try another CLSC. So it's the second funny CLSC that a person told him directly. They go, who told you to do this? And then he was explaining. He goes, they're fucking with you. They're like, how long have you had your pubes in the bag? He's like, 2 days. No one wants to buy them. Yeah, it was rough. Yeah. God, he's an adult.
You know what would have been hilarious? If he came back and was just like, thanks, man. That was great. Yeah, I made $200.
He pulls out a fucking thick stack. Yeah,
that would have amazing. Someone bought it, or if he was just fucking with us, that would have been amazing. Yeah. He got into a huge fight the first day, and the second day he was, and then someone tried to explain, he goes, why are you, where did you hear this? That's he's so like, my great friends told me, and then they started digging, and then they told me, he said that you were fucking with me. Like, of course we're fucking with you. Why would you go to two different CLSCs to sell your pubes? The first one should have been, they threw him out the first one.
You know what? It doesn't sound that insane.
To me, it doesn't either, but the way they described it, he was like, you remember when you did this?
First of all, that's
mean.
The place
like,
you go.
You're so mean. And I was thinking in my head, I go, is that mean? Because it's still funny to me.
And it feels real. The place you would go to sell your pubes. You wouldn't, there's no other place that would accept pubes but the CLSC, yeah.
I don't think you'd sell pubes in a CLSC.
But like a donation.
You give your pubes to.
Yeah, they could at least take them.
Yeah, well, there's the other research.
They should have just taken them.
I'll tell you why it doesn't sound that insane. It's because you could donate hair to cancer patients.
But not to the CLSC.
And not pubes. But the other thing is
maybe to make a cancer patient feel better. Yeah,
for a beard.
you know his brother. You know his brother because you see him at the cafe and you've heard the story too. And he was way older than me. And we convinced him he was in his late 20s and he didn't know what herpes were. And there was a commercial in Sports Illustrated magazine. It was a perfume bottle and said, don't give your new relationship a gift from the past. General herpes. Okay. And he misunderstood. Don't give your new relationship a gift from the past.
Right.
General herpes. He's like, what is this? And then I don't know. You know when, like, you know, we have these moments where we just start tagging on and we don't have to talk about it. So we just like, yeah, it's a new perfume. Yeah, it has pheromones. Yeah, chicks go crazy for it. So he, in his head, is it general herpes perfume? General herpes kit for the contagious in his head was a kit that you buy with perfumes and stuff, and it's contagious. It's a special pheromone. It makes chicks attract to you. So he went to Holt Renfrew downtown to ask for a general herpes kit for the contagious, and apparently they didn't even humor him. They kicked him out, and then he didn't understand what's going on. So he went to the Bay Rocklin, and it took a while until an English, because at first they were trying to find it for him because they couldn't understand, and an English speaker heard what he said, and then they kicked him out of the Bay Rocklins also.
Amazing.
Is this the whole fan? Are they
this
retarded?
Is two different people.
Do I know this person?
Technically retarded?
You know his brother.
Are they technically retarded?
Do they even have arms, these people?
You know his brother.
Because they definitely sound like they're...
There's no way.
Wild.
There's no way!
Yeah.
There's no way he did that!
Yeah, if ever you see Harry too, ask Harry... to tell you about the story about Pantelis, the guy, and the herpes kit for the contagious. It was one of the funniest things, dude. We were on the floor laughing. Because the way he described it, because he didn't realize coming in there that we were going to make fun of him. Like, it still hadn't clicked.
Yeah.
He came to complain that Holt Renfrew threw him out and that Rockland threw him out. And then we're waiting for the... You fucking assholes. And he's like this. He's like, so what? I gotta order this. And then Harry was like, how do you not understand what's happening? We're fucking with you. It's not a real thing. And he's like, you know what herpes are? He's like, what do you? And he tries to explain herpes. And Harry's telling him, he's like, I can't let him educate you, but you're almost 30. And I was younger. I was way younger.
That's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy to me that some people go their whole lives and just like there are things that like a lottery ticket, dude. Like they'll just miss any, like they'll bend over and they're like, whoop, yeah. It'll go right over their head. Like, there are people out there that just don't know about the most basic shit.
I've experienced that a lot in my life. I know a lot. I still know people that.
My younger brother, when he was 16, found out that all the Jews weren't dead when he was 16.
No.
Thought
every Jew died?
So we're sitting at
Look
supper.
Look at this fucking brother living in a happy-go-lucky fantasy. Dude, this is great.
We're sitting
he's living in your
I'm
little.
Not even
he's
kidding.
Living in your German wonderland, and you ruined it for him.
It's
their Santa Claus.
Yeah. We're sitting around a table, and we're talking about some actors, and we're talking about a Jewish actor. I was like, there's another Jewish actor that, and we're trying to think of the name, and looking at him, and he's just like. So confused.
That's amazing.
Did we get all of them?
And I'm like, what's going on? And he goes, aren't they all dead? And I start laughing because I'm like, oh, that's fun. Good joke, right? And I'm like, wait, what do you mean? He's like, what? Like, I thought, you know, because the Second World War, I thought they were all.
The goddamn Allies ruined our plan.
Shit. Your entire life, anytime somebody mentioned an alive Jewish person, you were just like, oh, look at that.
Yeah.
And just, for his whole life,
yeah.
For 16 years.
I know people like that. Yeah. Not the Jewish thing, but I know people that
wild.
Are. Yeah, and I only realize it at the cafe a lot of times. I'm talking about something, and then they'll throw something out, and I don't correct them. I just absorb it, and I'm like, oh, this is real. And then I go to the owner, I go to like Nick, and I go,
it's
bro, how do these people exist? Yeah. And he's like, yeah, bro, it's good that you got out of here.
Yeah. That's like saying you know your whole life instead of Uno.
Yeah.
It's like no one ever told him.
Dude, who the fuck, you know there's people, many people have done this prank, because I even see on the internet, and I know people here have done it, to their little brothers, where their whole life, they purposely fuck with the kid, where it's one thing they pick to say wrong. Like a cow goes meow or anything like that. Just one thing. And the kid keeps that for a long time. And then even when he finds out in high school, it's so ingrained, it pisses him off. But he goes, my brother's fucked with me, so I can't. Every time I think of a cow, I think meow. I can't say moo. Like what's
right.
Like.
Aww.
Yeah.
I completely get
people
it.
People used to fuck around, you know, from your. People used to fuck around way harder. Like my gags, bro, they were hardcore. Like they would stretch for a while. Like I would go, like. Yeah, some of the stuff I did was illegal for sure. Like it was crazy. Yeah, we'd do crazy shit, yeah.
I once convinced a person at a wedding that the sunset was made by a sunset artist.
What?
It was a really rich wedding. It was in Santa Barbara, like celebrity wedding. And the couple's down on the beach, and they're like doing photos and stuff, and we're on this cliff, and it's just the most majestic fucking sunset and the clouds
it
and
looks
everything.
Fake.
Just fucking beautiful, yeah. And the guy's like, this is amazing. And I was like, yeah, they hired a sunset artist. And he's like, what? I was like, yeah, so they got these gases. They don't harm the environment or whatnot, but they release them out there on boats, and it creates, like, this crazy sunset. So just that they can have that sunset for the photos. And he's like, that's fucking insane. And I was like, yeah, dude, you know how much that costs? He's like, how much? I was like, it's like $300,000. He's like, get the fuck out of here. You fucking...
No!
Did he know this guy?
No, just met him. Yeah, just met him.
That's
him.
Makes it even... better, yeah. Like more believable.
Yep. And just never told him. And for him, for the rest of his life,
he's
like, dude,
telling everyone
there's
that
a sunset
story.
Artist
Every
at this
one of his friends thinks he's an idiot.
this fucking Japanese sunset artist, dude, fucking created this.
I hope was this guy rich?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I hope he is, or I hope he becomes rich.
Looking
so that he asks for a sunset artist.
Yeah,
like, how much money do I need to
have the fucking?
Like
we'll have a sunset artist.
If he meets like a Elon Musk, and he's like, you must know. You must have a guy.
And Musk's like, I don't know what you're talking about. He's like, goddamn, how rich do I have to be before they let me in?
Yeah, he'll tell his wife that one day we'll have a sunset artist for our wedding.
Oh, it was
this
wild.
Famous Japanese sunset artist.
You ever do crazy pranks when you were a kid?
Thank you.
Not so that close. Much. Yeah, I got 3 minutes left, and then I can start drinking again.
Yeah.
Crazy? No, I don't remember. I don't remember any pranks.
I would love pranks. They were like, I loved.
I mean, I've pranked my buddies, and they've pranked me like so many times. Like, I put Wes on a billboard for a month on the Vegas Strip with like the worst pictures of him and his phone number. It cost me $8,000. Yeah. I made a video about it. Yeah. $8,000 on the strip beside MGM, beside Copperfield, was like four or five pictures of Wes when he was like pretty heavy. In his underwear, drinking, and just like in a G-string, and like just like the worst photos of Wes. And it said almost 590 subscribers on YouTube. Call for your child's birthday. Wes Barker, magician, and it had his real phone
number. Did anybody call?
Yeah, he got, he almost had to change phones.
Really?
Yeah, he got thousands of calls.
Were people fucking with him?
Oh, there was some, a lot of people were fucking with him. Some people just recognized from my videos, so they wanted to see if it was real. And then some people were like trying to book, and it was very funny. It lasts for a long time.
That's insane.
And, and he didn't know. And we were in Vegas, and I was like, we're going to bring you to your prank. And we blindfolded him, brought him up. And he's like, you fucking idiots. He's like, you can't walk someone to your fucking prank. Dude, you guys don't know what the fuck you're doing. Like, this isn't a prank. And then he opened his eyes and he saw this giant billboard. He's like, no! No fucking way!
That is crazy. You have this on film?
That's a good prank.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, we spray painted my buddy Eric's brand new house inside his house. We spray painted this giant mural. We broke into his house, spent 3 days spray painting a giant mural of me and Wes, like super gross and sweaty and naked. And you could see it from the street because of the way his house is. And it was just wild.
How much did that cost?
That cost like $4,000. But then we also tapped a beer keg to his sink. And in every single drawer, door, and cupboard in his house, we filled with Smirnoff Ice.
Okay.
Yeah. So we bought like, 2,000 bottles of Smirnoff Ice and just filled up his, that cost a lot.
God damn.
Yeah. I got a few of these.
All right. Fun. I wasn't drinking for October.
Yeah. That's a wild way to tell people.
We're filming this on October 31st. It's 11:59 right now.
So.
So I can have a drink. Yeah. Do you mind getting me one?
Get you beer.
Perfect.
Let's do it.
Yeah. I didn't tell. I told you, like, I think after 20 days. Because whenever, like, last year when I did February without drinking, I told everyone. And that's all anyone talked to me. Everyone, when they talked to me,
you're still drinking? You're still not drinking? Yeah.
Yeah. Did you start drinking? So I was like, it's easier just to pretend like I'm drinking.
Yeah.
And now this will be so good. I got 50 seconds left. I shouldn't even open it.
Not yet.
Yeah, 46, 45.
No, you're there.
No, it's midnight.
It is midnight. Yeah. Oh, fucking stupid timer. All right. It's midnight.
Hey.
Fucking
cheers, man. Congrats.
Oh, yeah.
Good job.
God damn, this is good.
So good, eh?
It's so much better than water.
This is my fourth. I'm like, this is fucking
Mike's like, oh, I'm going to be in a ditch. I'm going to ditch tonight.
Yeah.
That first one's for hydrating.
Yeah, this is so good. I can't believe I went without this.
That's crazy that you did a month, though. I'm proud of you, man. That's a lot.
Yeah, but he did it effortlessly, really. He wasn't.
I'm sure it wasn't effortless.
February last year was really hard, the first 3 days. Yeah. This one was super easy because I had last year. And plus, I had three cheat days where I was doing as soon as I could. So I was drinking those days.
Yeah.
So wait, did you quit all smoking for real? Yep. You haven't started again and you don't feel any?
Cold turkey, 10 days ago.
And when did you stop feeling weird?
It's after 72 hours, when the nicotine leaves your body.
But before that, were you like losing it?
You know what? I can, like when I quit, because I quit once for 3 years and then just jumped back on a wagon when I went to Vegas once, right? But honestly, I had to, you have to find the right reason. And for me, I was just angry. I was pissed off at like hearing myself say, I need a smoke. Hey guys, hold on. I need a smoke. I need to buy a pack. Oh, I need to go get my vape. Oh, I need my vape. Where's my vape? I need to charge my vape. All these needs. And I'm like, I don't need any of this shit. And I was so angry that something was telling me that I needed something that I was just stubborn. I was like, fuck you.
Yeah, you feel stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. And so stopping, I was like, you know what? I need to suffer. That's what I need. And I'm going to suffer. And those first 3 days I was suffering, but I was welcoming it. I was like, yep, bring me in deep. Fuck, make me sweat. Give me the fucking heebie-jeebies, dude. I'm going to get these cold sweats, whatever. I don't give a shit. I'll be angry. I'm going to suffer through it. But after 3 days, you're fine. But anybody else doing, like, you know, Nicorette, like, all this shit, that's just, like...
It's a waste of time and money?
Yeah, because, like, it's never about, like, you either quit or you don't. But saying, I'm trying to quit, you're not going to quit.
Yeah.
If you say, I'm trying, oh, I'm going to try quitting.
Yeah.
Like,
the worst thing is when I used to smoke and I'd quit with, like, the patches.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, it's not that hard. And then by the time you get rid of the patch, then it's hard.
Yeah.
So, like, it's weird. I haven't smoked in 4 months. And now I have nicotine cravings, yeah. Like 4 months later.
Because you've always been...
You've always been on nicotine. And then, so then you freak out and you end up smoking again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's not any better.
By the way, somebody told me, I don't remember who it was, but somebody told
me
that...
That was a prank, though.
Sorry? I don't know, the whole purpose, I don't know how true this is, the whole purpose of the patches and the gum and stuff is to break the habit of smoking.
Yeah, no, habit, I still have the habit. Like, I still have the, like, oh, when I get into a car, I put the window down, or, like, I slap my jeans to look for my vape or whatever. But that shit's fine. It's not a craving. You just feel dumb. You're like, oh, shit, yeah, I don't smoke anymore.
Yeah.
But it's a craving. It's the 3 days of, like, raw nicotine deprivation that you go through that you're like...
Yeah, it's brutal. Yeah. I've gotten dizzy.
Your brain will take you into the depths and be like, no, dude, you need this. Yeah. You're going to feel this shitty forever if you don't have a cigarette right now. Like,
you're not going to be able to do that joke you always do, though, in public. That, like, you were doing when we went to see Ali, that you pretend it's a straw.
And yeah, I was just vaping here. I would just vape out of my drink.
And it's so funny.
It's so dumb. Yeah. Now I'm glad. I'm glad I'm fucking off it, though, man. Fuck.
New lease on life.
Yeah. I just didn't want to. I didn't want to be that guy.
It's also poison, all the vape shit, right?
I don't mind that. It wasn't for health. You want another one?
Yeah, sure. Yep. Yeah.
Oh, that was fast.
He's back.
God damn.
Drunk Mike.
Drunk
Mike is back. I'm going to show up on the South Shore. Fucking.
Someone's getting pissed off. I'm going to
be like, what happened to your car? It was already dented before I left.
At least I have arms.
he's just going to show up tonight with an empty bottle of wine. Be like, hey, what's up? Let's drink this wine.
Autopilot. Yeah. But you said you don't care about the poison.
No. For me, it wasn't about health. It wasn't about money. It wasn't about, you know, some people feel like, it's cost me too much or this and that. I felt healthy. I wasn't coughing, really. None of that stuff. So wasn't any of that.
Were you just vaping or you were smoking and vaping?
I was smoking and vaping. I wasn't smoking as much because I was vaping, but I was definitely vaping in between my cigarettes.
Okay.
Yeah. Interesting. I was vaping indoors and smoking outdoors.
Okay. Were you smoking in your car or just vaping in the car?
I would both.
Okay.
Yep.
Never at the same time?
No, not at the same time. But like if I'm inside, like I'm going to bed, just hit the vape in bed while I'm on my phone. Like it was just bad because it was constant. And so I went from, like, having, like, this just a constant tap of nicotine. Whereas cigarettes, you can, like, have a hit, and you're like, never had that because it was just always, like, and so it was a lot, right? But, yeah, that whole, like, needing, that feeling of,
like
panic because I lost my vape or it's not charging or, like, that, I was like, fuck, I don't need that.
Yeah, I remember, like, when I quit smoking, the best feeling was when I took a flight. Like, now when I fly, I can fly to Europe. And I don't care, but I remember, like, when you smoke, you're like, God damn, this is a fucking 7-hour flight.
Yeah.
So as soon as you get to the airport, you're stressed because you know you're going to freak out.
Your last cigarette.
Even before you get on the plane, then you got fucking 6 hours of just freaking out.
Well, I'd vape on planes. I'd vape all the time on planes. That would help me out, right? But now it's like I would dread going to the airport because I'm like, oh, I'll show up last minute so I can have that last cigarette before I go in. Take my flight or whatever, and then the other day I had like 4 hours to kill before my flight, and I was in Toronto, and I was like, I'm just gonna go to the airport. They have a lounge there, they have food and coffee and whatnot. I could just chill at the airport like a normal person for 4 hours and listen to podcasts or like, you know.
I saw you in Toronto. You were hanging out with Logan Paul. You guys were hanging out.
Yeah, he's doing a pop up. I was walking by for Prime. And I was walking, there's all these kids. What the fuck's going on here? And all of a sudden, I see Logan Paul and
KSI. In Toronto.
Yeah, it's the randomest thing.
You didn't go talk to him?
No.
You should have.
I stayed for 30 seconds.
You should have been like,
I went to a palm reader instead.
Ooh, what did they lie to you about?
Yeah. A lot. Everything. Everything. Just everything.
Did she say
I was gassing her up Because I'm just curious. I just wanted a story. I was like, oh, I got fucking $40. I'll sit down with her, whatever. Giovanna was her name. And I was like, can I fucking take a picture in here? And she's like, no, it's my sacred space. Okay. Yeah, she fucking, her phone's here, her tablet's here. I was like, okay, whatever.
Very sacred.
Did you try it? Like, how about if I give you an extra 100?
No.
Because it might not be that sacred.
Yeah, exactly. That probably wasn't.
She's like, for
sacred.
An extra 50, I'll suck your dick.
I'll suck your dick.
Yeah, I was getting those vibes 200? For sure. Yeah. But yeah, no, it's just everything. She did the tarot reading, and she's like, oh, the cards say this, and the cards say that. And a few things, it's obviously like you're looking for.
It's general, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, you'll fit it. It's a confirmation bias and all that shit. But at one point she goes like, she's like, oh, she's like, with your job, she's like, there's no problem. I don't see a problem, but there is some changes at the top. There will be some change at the top. I'm like, oh, okay.
Two drink minimum.
And yeah. She's like, there's going to be some shift in power at the top.
Oh, yep. Shit.
She's like, so, but your job is safe. You don't have to worry. But the other employees, you're like, not so sure. I'm like, oh, okay. Interesting.
He's gonna fire my brother.
You're going to get a promotion. I was like, oh, nice. Yeah. You know, I could really use a promotion. Yeah, I was just like, literally in everything I said, her eyes would light up even more, and she would just go deeper into this like narrative. And that's it got hilarious. To the point where she's like, yeah, yeah, and you're going to start a new venture. You're going to open your own business next year. You're going to have multiple streams of income, at least three. And I was like, three? I was like, whoa, that's a lot. Mental. You know, yeah. And she's like, oh, yeah, yeah. And it was just, yeah, just bullshit.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It was fun, though.
I hope that this lady saw you on the internet in the same week.
Yeah.
Right? Because,
yeah, then
like,
she goes,
just
I was right.
Oh, I was right. This guy made it.
Jesus Christ. He's got 7.5 million followers in 1 week.
That's multiple streams of income.
That's at least five.
I hope he's selling merch.
That is very funny. Yeah, she was all about it. But, God, I mean, she said also, she said, oh, fuck. At one point, she's like, oh, you're going to come into a lot of money in March, and it has something to do with Jim or James. Who's Jim or James? I'm like, I don't know.
Oh, Miguel Ward.
I'm like, I don't know a fucking Jim or James. And I'm like, wait, Mr. Beast's name is Jimmy? I'm like, maybe in March. So
if she was right.
Right, that's what I'm thinking. That's the only connection in my head. I'm like, March, if Mr. Like, Beast hits me up in March, I'm like, all right.
Well, he's like, look, I got a game for you. You got to stay in a cell and you can't touch your dick for a month, and I'll give you $4 million. That's the kind of games he plays.
You know what? Strap a vape to it and I'm in. I'll do it.
Wait, how are you going to reach?
I won't.
That's the whole thing. He wants the $4 million. What he should
four
do?
Million to not touch your dick for a month.
It's easy.
That's so easy.
I know. Yeah. You think it's easy, but then
well, not touch your dick. Like, I mean,
So you piss, gotta right? pee. So you're peeing.
The plot thickens.
Maybe you gotta wash it.
No. The plot thickens.
Yeah, but you
can rinse it.
Yeah, if you have a shower, you can like you know.
Yeah, it'll start getting. Yeah,
you can rinse it and just drop the like
the soap?
Liquid soap on your dick and rinse it.
Maybe give it an Indian wash. Like put it between your legs and.
Yeah,
a what wash?
What do you wash?
Is that what it's called?
I think so.
Indian wash.
No. Never heard of it.
I gotta Google this.
I don't know. I love that expression though. I know it's we can't say that.
Yeah,
anymore,
we definitely can't.
But it's the best.
Wait, what kind? Headdress?
It's definitely the native Indian.
Really?
Yeah.
For sure.
I've never heard that term.
Because it feels like you're starting a fire.
Oh, is that probably, like an Indian burn? Oh.
Like that's probably how the natives started fires.
Oh, I thought they would use matches.
Yeah, no, they didn't have matches in those days.
They didn't have a chief pack of matches. No.
But they had super clean dicks because of the Indian wash.
I never heard that term. Are you sure it's a real term?
No, I'm not. Definitely not sure.
Did you just make it up?
No, it's definitely. Did
you Google it?
It was definitely something we made fun of when we were like 13.
I put an Indian wash. It's a bunch of Indians in a dirty lake washing.
Yeah, it seems about right.
Anyways, listen, this Indian wash was brought to you by beer. I guess that's it. Mike's drinking again. Everyone's happy.
The moral of the story, I've never been this happy since February.
Yeah.
Yes.
Worth
it. This is so
best. MikeWard.ca, follow Mike's stuff. Chris Ramsey is online. What's your website?
Just ChrisRamsey52 on Instagram is fine.
That's it. Links are in the description anyway. Plus, they're on the screen. PantelsComedy.com for all of my stuff. Patreon.com/Pantels. Poseidon is I am Poseidon. iamposeidon.com. iamposeidon.com, that's the site. It has all of the cities and neighborhoods he's no longer allowed to be in during school hours. So you can see where he won't be. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't forget the schools. There's a list of schools as
well. Oh, they haven't forgotten.
No, they haven't forgotten. Never forget is what they wrote. Thank you, guys. Go fuck yourselves.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.